Ever had a yard sale or posted a few pieces of grandma's china up on eBay? It's a good way to make some extra cash from stuff you've got kicking around the house. Well, the Prince of Monaco is doing the same thing, but he's selling over 1,000 items at auction this weekend, including a hat once owned by French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte. Prince Albert is parting with such treasures to help pay for refurbishments to the Royal Palace in Monaco. Arnaud de Gouvion-Saint-Cyr is with the auction house that's selling the historic gems this weekend. He says the hat being auctioned off is definitely one of Napoleon's signature chapeaux.
This hat has all the good dimensions of Napoleon's hat. For example, Napoleon didn't like leather inside his hat, and this one has not leather inside. And this has been fetched by Giraud, Joseph Giraud, which have been the Napoleon's veterinary.
And his veterinarian for his horses,
yes,
I read.
Yes, this hat has been kept in the family from the first empire, French empire, and now we have this hat for sale.
The kind of things you're selling this weekend, they're the kind of things we're used to seeing in museums. In fact, they've been in a museum in Monaco. Is it unusual for these kinds of historical items to be sold on the open market?
That's not surprising, but usually we have got this coming from the families of the people who made the first French empire. And now we have the same kind of souvenir, but coming from a museum, which is quite impressive. But there is some very important pieces, like the hat. We cannot find this in, we say it in French, in private hands. All the hats are in museum and cannot be sold regarding French law. So this is very, very, very impressive to have the real Napoleon's hat and try to sell it.
Arnaud, what's the coolest thing up for sale this weekend? I mean, what would you buy if you had a few thousand euros kicking around?
I would like to buy, for example, one thing which is for me the most impressive historical souvenir, which is the knife used by the German student tried to kill Napoleon. It's a normal knife, a kitchen knife. This knife could have been changed the world, really.
What do you think it's going to go for, that knife?
For the price?
Yes.
I think around 30,000 euros. That's not the most valuable souvenir. There is other valuable souvenir and very, very powerful souvenir. Like we've got an eagle.
An eagle?
Yeah, an eagle you found on the top of the flag.
Oh,
I think you've got the same.
Yes.
This eagle, we called it the wounded eagle because they have two bullet holes on it. It value a lot of money. Around the last one have been sold like 100,000 euros. But this one has been has sold.
That's about $120,000.
Yeah.
But the one with the bullet holes is going to go for more?
It's imperfection. It's going to make more and more. So that's a very powerful souvenir. Yeah.
What about those socks I saw on your site, Napoleon's socks? There's several sort of unusual things. Would the socks get as much as, say, the knife, the attempted assassin's knife?
All souvenirs which coming from Napoleon personally, like his hat or his shirt, are very collectors searching for this. We know this. So I think it's going to do the price, which is around 20,000 euros. Yeah.
20,000 euros for socks. That's a lot. That's about $30,000.
Yeah.
Arnaud de Gouvion-Saint-Cyr is with the French auction house Ozenat, which is selling off the Napoleonic objects this weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've got pics of Napoleon's hat, that golden eagle with the bullet holes in it, and even those $30,000 socks. They're at PRI.org.